This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. A question that many people are asking and have been asking many other imams and scholars for the last few days, and there's a big discussion around Eid Salah. During this lockdown situation, shall we perform Eid Salah at home or should we not perform it? Can we pray in the park or in the lawns or in a hall or like in the garden, etc., etc.? So I just want to briefly explain this. I've actually written a very detailed article, a very detailed answer, which inshallah we'll put in the link at the bottom. And you can read the whole detailed explanation from a hadith and fiqh perspective. But I just wanted to just briefly explain here that look, it's not a really big issue and we shouldn't make it like a big issue of debate and discussion. That's the first point. According to some of the schools of thought and some of the madhahib like the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, and of course check with the qualified scholars in those madhabs, there is a permission and there is flexibility in performing Eid Salah at home. Like Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that if somebody wants to perform Salah, if somebody misses the prayer, he can perform it individually as well at home. And there's some opinions within the Maliki school as well as the Hanbali school. So if somebody is following those schools, this is not like a choice that, you know, okay, these are all the various madhabs and, you know, every other issue you pick and choose from different madhabs. But if somebody is following those schools, then inshallah, it's not a problem at all. You follow those madhabs. Or if you're following a particular scholar, and you've always been following them and they have given you a fatwa or a ruling that you can perform Eid Salah at home, then alhamdulillah, you go ahead and perform it, not a problem. Whereas in the Hanafi school, there is a bit of discussion and there are some scholars from the Hanafi madhab, contemporary ulama, who have given this ruling that you can perform Eid Salah at home. However, what I follow and the opinion that I follow, and this is also the position of my teacher, Shaykh al-Islam, Mufti Taqi Uthmani, Hafidhahullah, and many others as well, is that Eid Salah is not to be performed at home. You see, the issue with Eid Salah and even Jumu'ah Salah, both of them in the Hanafi madhab are taken in a similar way. They are considered to be both of them are considered to be formal communal prayers that are offered in large, large congregations. That's why in the Hanafi madhab, all the conditions that apply for Jumu'ah Salah apply also for Eid Salah. Like it has to be a big city and there needs to be permission for everyone to come and attend, etc., etc. So because Jumu'ah Salah is a formal communal prayer and likewise Eid Salah is a formal communal prayer. Jumu'ah is from Jama'ah, like gathering. And likewise Eid as well. And Eid Salah is like more so, like it's supposed to be only one prayer. Really the sunnah is that in each city there should only be one gathering in normal situations. That's why we have a musalla. And musalla is basically a place which is of waqf outside the city, on the outskirts of the city, where everybody in the city, they go walking. You know, it's recommended to go walking and go and perform your Eid Salah there. I remember that I offered, when I was studying in Syria, in Damascus, many, many years ago, alhamdulillah, near the Jebel, the Mount of Qasiyun, there used to be a large gathering of Eid Salah in the Musalla, and it was very beautiful. And many cities also have, many countries, many cities have Eid Salah in the Musalla. So the whole purpose for Eid Salah is that there's one massive congregation. But scholars have said that also you can have congregations in a few of the main masajid, because not everybody is able to go to the Musalla. So there's at least some access for some people who are not able to go and perform in the masjid. But really, the recommendation is that even in normal situations, not have Eid Salah in every masjid. Rather, a big massive gathering and then a few major mosques or masajid can have Eid Salah, and all the small ones should really not have Eid Salah. So in the Hanafi madhab, this is really a big issue. The spirit of Eid is that there's no precedence to have small, mini congregations for Eid prayer, like one in this house, one in this house, one in this house. That's not really the spirit of Eid Salah. So this is why the Hanafi madhab is quite strict about this. There's also statements like Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu said that لا جمعة ولا تشريقة ولا الفطرة ولا الأضحى إلا في مصر جامع. Jumu'ah prayer and Eid al-Fitr prayer and Eid al-Adha prayer is not valid except in a big, comprehensive, big city. And this is why being a city is also a condition for Jumu'ah Salah according to the Hanafi school. Because the spirit of Eid is that it's a communal prayer where everybody gathers. And you see, the issue is that, look, if we start, even in today in this lockdown situation, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this waba and this virus from us, but somebody asked me the other day that, look, those people who are allowing Eid Salah at home, does that mean that even next year I can pray and perform Eid Salah in the garden with my family? We will see this, that there'll be people who will be offering Eid Salah in their gardens, in their homes, because this, you know, they find it difficult, or they just prefer to pray at home, and you know, they don't want to go to the musalla or the masjid. And likewise with Jumu'ah. So this is why, according to the Hanafi school, it is not permissible to pray at home individually. That's like agreed upon. And all, like Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, من فاتته صلاة العيد فليصلي أربع ركعات. Whoever misses the main Eid prayer should perform 4 rak'ah. And that's why this is our understanding of the Hanafi madhab, that it shouldn't be performed at home. Even in congregation, it shouldn't be performed at home. Another issue is, it's a very technical issue, which is of idhnul aam. And idhnul aam, al-idhn al-aam, which means there should be public access, general permission, like everybody is allowed to come and offer prayer. So basically, if somebody wants to pray, and this will answer the question of a lot of people who say, can we pray in our garden or in a hall or in a lawn or in wherever? The condition, according to the Hanafi school, is that there should be public access. Like, basically, the door should be open and everyone should know. Also, they say ishtihar, i'lan, like publicity. So basically, you send a message out, look, this is a hall that we're praying salah, and whoever wants to come from the locality, from the community, from the city, you're all welcome, come and perform Eid Salah. Now, if that's at your house, or if that's at the park, or that's in the garden, it will be permissible. But the condition is that there should be general permission for everybody to come and attend, and no restriction. And there should be publicization, you know, publicity. People should be allowed to come and offer Eid Salah. So this is Idhn al-Aam. A lot of people say that, you know, even in the masjid, isn't Idhn al-Aam a condition? Yes, it is a condition, even for the mosque. And I know, like, some of the masajid, and many masajid in many cities and across the country, they have like 4 or 5 people. Throughout lockdown, they were having 3 people, 4 people offering Jumu'ah Salah, for 5 people, 4 people offering Jumu'ah Salah. Now, even for the masjid, the condition is al-idhn al-aam. And this is why many scholars who used to perform Jumu'ah during lockdown, they would, after Jumu'ah, go home and perform Dhuhr for ihtiyat, for precaution. And the reason why we're allowing it in the masjid is because the masjid is a main place of prayer. The mihrab's there, the minbar's there. So you're sort of compromising this condition of Idhn al-Aam, because Jumu'ah is a very important sha'ira from the sha'ir of Islam, one of the major symbols of Islam. Eid is a symbol. And that Eid, like, rather than have the mosque empty, not even like 5 people go and pray there, because we say there's no public access, just the doors are closed all day, or at least from Fajr to Dhuhr, rather 5 people go and perform the Eid there, not a problem, even though, you know, because next year, or Eid al-Adha, Eid Salah will be taking place, so not a problem, just go and pray rather than no one praying there. But in the homes, next year, and Eid al-Adha, whenever lockdowns are lifted, all the scholars will agree that there should be no Eid Salah at all at home. So that's why we don't want to have a precedent set of people offering Eid Salah at home, and have small and mini congregations. And it's not necessary. You see, the point here to remember is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will accept, He knows that we're in a lockdown situation. You see, Deen and Islam, a lot of people, they, I know and understand that they feel that they have to perform Eid Salah. Yeah? Meaning that their Eid will not be celebrated without Eid Salah. And this is a good intention. You know, we feel our identity as Muslims with offering Eid Salah. And Eid Salah is very, very important. But sometimes, if it's not possible, it's not possible, Allah will still reward us. Eid day is known as the night is known as Laylatul Ja'izah. Eid day is known as Yawmul Ja'izah, the day Allah gives rewards. So Allah can give us rewards even at home. We don't have to offer Eid Salah for Allah to give us rewards, because it's not necessary. I mean, I'm sure all the scholars agree that it's not fard or wajib that you have to perform Eid Salah. So if it's not fard or wajib, Allah will still give reward. Allah is still there. Even if you don't perform Eid Salah, our Lord is still there. And, you know, Islam is not really about feeling a vibe or try to do something that we feel a vibe or feel an enjoyment. I mean, this is a topic on its own and for another time. But like I said, that inshallah, if you are following those scholars who allow Eid Salah, fine, no problem. You follow it because you've been told by scholars that it is permissible and this is why you're performing Eid. Not because it's something that you just want to do and you want to feel a vibe about it, but because you think this is what the ruling is and this is what Allah wants from you, no problem. And if you follow the opinion of scholars who say that you shouldn't be performing Eid Salah, then again, you avoid performing Eid Salah because you think that this is what Allah wants from you and you don't want to perform Eid Salah and you don't want to just perform it because you feel like performing it. So what do we do? The people who don't perform Eid Salah, I wrote another answer as well on this, that the Hanafi Madhab scholars and others as well have said that whoever is not able to perform Eid Salah, they should read some raka'at of Nafil. Salat al-Duha, the mid-morning prayer. We call it Duha prayer. Recommended to pray. You can perform two rak'ah if you want, or four or more, but it's good to perform four rak'ah because Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, whoever misses the Eid prayer should perform four rak'ah. Also, there's a hadith in Sahih Muslim where Aisha radiallahu anha says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would offer four rak'ah salatul duha. So four rak'ah salatul duha, like start the Eid day with, first of all, Fajr Salah. Fajr Salah in congregation, like that's, you can pray at home. Nobody's going to disagree with that. Without a doubt, you can pray in congregation, you can pray loudly. So really important, we should remember, look, Fajr Salah is fard. It's far more important than Eid Salah. Eid Salah is wajib according to the Hanafi school, Sunnah Mu'akkada according to the Shafi'i school, Fard Alal Kifaya according to the Hanbali school. And like when you're traveling and things like that, Eid Salah is not even necessary. When you're traveling, Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib is never forgiven. I remembered something that once I was performing Umrah in Ramadan, and on Eid day, I was in Medina al-Munawwara many, many years ago. So you know down there, like Tahajjud Adhan takes place like really, really early, Qiyam al-Layl Adhan, so people, especially on Eid day, because it gets packed out, so everyone goes early. So I remember that we left really early, like 3:30, 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the middle of the night. Fajr was like about 6:30, so 4:30 the Qiyam al-Layl Adhan took place, so everybody's flocking to the masjid because you want to try to get in and have some space. So we left like 4:30, reached there by Qiyam al-Layl Adhan, performed our Qiyam al-Layl, and then just sat in the same place because everybody just sits in the same place, 2 hours reciting Quran, etc., and then waiting for Fajr, then you perform your Fajr and then sit on the same place and you perform your Eid Salah. So I was sitting, there was a brother next to me, some Arab brother from I think Riyadh or somewhere. And I was talking to him for a bit, reading our Quran and had some discussions with him. This is many years ago, like 20 odd years ago. So after that, we performed Fajr. I spoke to him for good like 10, 20 minutes between Qiyam al-Layl and Fajr Salah, but he was right next to me. And then we performed Fajr. And then after Fajr, read a bit of Adhkar. And then he turned towards me and he said, Assalamu alaikum, I'm going. I said, where are you going? Like, aren't you performing Eid Salah? He said, no, I'm a musafir actually, and I need to go to Riyadh. So I got taken aback. Like, the whole reason I came like from 4:30 was for me to be there for Eid Salah right ahead. And he was there from 4:30 to perform Qiyam al-Layl Tahajjud, and then mainly Fajr, and then after Fajr, he said, like, no, we have to travel. So this year we're not performing Eid Salah. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but this is what he said, that this year I actually need to really travel, and I'm a musafir, and some of them just take it as a sunnah. Which shows that Fajr and Fara'id are far more important. And that's why on Eid day as a family, wake up early, perform your Fajr Salah in congregation, the whole family. Nice long Fajr Salah with khushu', with khudu'. Maybe do some adhkar after that. Then eat something nice, sweet. And then if you're following the opinion that you should pray Eid Salah, then perform it, no problem. But if you're following the opinion that no Eid Salah, then 4 rak'ah, Salatul Duha, which are recommended, they will be read 4 rak'ah with 1 salam, 1 taslim, and there'll be silent recitation, no loud recitation. And the best time is in between sunrise and dhuhr beginning time, zenith, so right in the middle. And lastly, if you have a few family members, like 3, 2, 3, 4, and you're not inviting other people, then even with congregation is also, with jama'ah, is also permissible. In the Hanafi school, congregation for nafil prayer is makruh when you invite other people, tada'i. But if you don't invite other people and it's a small number, then inshallah that's fine as well. So inshallah you perform your nafil and Allah will give you reward with your nafil as well, inshallah ta'ala. And like I said, it's not a big issue. If somebody is following the opinion of those scholars who allow Eid Salah at home, then you know, you perform your Eid Salah. Nevertheless, in any case, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a fruitful and a blessed Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the barakat and blessings of Ramadan and Eid. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala importantly remove this virus and this waba and this difficult situation that we are in as soon and as quick as possible. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.